Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, Mr. Motivator.
We have people who sometimes get depressed or have situations that happen to them in life. And sometimes it's hard to get out of those situations. Sometimes it's hard to get ourselves out of a dark place. And when you get in one of those places, you got to figure out, what can I do to snap back to myself? What can I do to get my engine running again? What can I do to get my thinking, to get my motivation, to get my perseverance back rolling? And one of the elements that I've found to be a strong key in moving forward in life is to let laughter be one of the tools to get you into the frame of mind that will allow you to be more productive, that will allow you to be more creative, that will allow you to be more strategic in your thinking. That's what we're focusing on today. Laughter is good medicine. And if you notice, most of the people that you never see laughing, most of the people that are always serious and always down are usually the people that are bogged down, precious. And if you never laugh, it's going to affect you in more ways than one. And I recommend laughter to be one of the elements. Not only is it an element, it is like medicine. And anytime you get some medicine that has the right ingredients in it, you can tell if that's the medicine for you because you automatically start to feel better. Okay? But in this sense, laughter can be the medicine that can rejuvenate your life. It brings me back to a time when I was a very small school, and there was a situation where my mom had warned me not to go through the alleys or go certain places and to stay near the light, you know, on my way home. But, you know, sometimes we don't always listen, of course. And I went through an alley, and I took a shortcut to go home. But on the way home, I met some bullies, and these guys had knives. And I don't know what they were planning on doing, but I don't think it was something really nice. And as they kind of, I knew that I was in trouble. And so one of the guys, the leader said, "Hey, I don't like the way you look." And when he said that, I heard his knife when he clicked it open. And as he walked up close upon me, I clenched my fist. And I stood there and I walked up close to him, and we looked at each other directly in the eyes. And, of course, you know, I was a little lad, and he was much, much older. and bigger than me. And the other three guys that were with him were larger than me, and they had weapons also. And I clenched my fist, and I looked up at him, and I said, if you don't like the well, you need to go talk to my mom and daddy, because I don't have nothing to do with this. And he started to laugh. And as he burst into laughter, all of the other guys that were with him started laughing. And, of course, they let me go bother me. And every time those guys saw me, they would always laugh at me. But I saw how the laughter took the evil away from them that they were thinking about doing. And, in fact, it probably saved my life. And that's one of the things I saw about laughter, even from a young lad. So laughter is a very important element, or very important medicine that we can use to change a situation. And, of course, now being in business and doing a lot of speaking and doing stand-up comedy, laughter helps make my audience, it gets their attention, and of course, it puts them in a good mood, and they're ready for the next punchline. And also, if I'm doing a motivational talk, I'm teaching motivation, or I'm doing something to help a company increase the production with their employees to get more from them, I find that if I can come in to talk about something that they can relate to and add some laughter to it, it makes it more intriguing and interesting for them, and the day ends up being better than if I just come in there and just talk straight and don't have any laughter and just be totally serious, which I am serious, but laughter makes the difference. And I'm looking right now, even in your marriage, if you're married, it's awesome if your mate, your wife or your husband has a sense of humor, because I find that the one that has a sense of humor, it keeps the marriage fun, and it keeps it percolated when somebody has a good sense of humor. And so laughter is awesome. It's a great thing that we can use to help us. And right now, there is someone listening to this broadcast. There's someone on the internet tuning in, and maybe you've had a week that was traumatic for you. You've had one thing after another happen to you, and it started on Monday. You know, the maybe the car didn't go right. Something happened to the car. Then something else came up, and then another thing came up, and then maybe a situation came up that you encountered on your job, and you're stressed and you're uptight. And I recommend laughter. Look for some laughter to calm your nerves, to allow you to switch gears and move into a different state of mind. Okay, now I know somebody's probably asking, somebody has a question. Well, hey, I'm not a funny person. How can I, you know, I don't have a lot of funny friends. What can I do? Hey, you don't have to have funny friends in order to locate laughter. Okay, laughter can be in different forms. Okay, sometimes laughter is just getting away from home. You know, going to a park, going someplace to watch the animals, the birds. When you go to a place that's peaceful, you can see a lot just with observing the nature that will loosen you up, that will put you in the position to smile or to laugh. Another thing you can do, you can go to a comedy show. go to a comedy show and pick a comedian or choose your favorite comedian and just sit down, enjoy the evening, and usually the majority of the time, most comedians will have something to make the audience laugh. And at the comedy show, you have more than one comedian on stage, and so you're going to get a laugh from one place or the other. Another thing I find that will help shock a person, move you out of that stressful state of mind, hey, you can go to a funny movie. Look for a comical movie that's just been released. Go out and see the movie. Or go rent the movie and take it home and look at it. And when you focus on doing something for yourself that's going to help free up your mind, that's going to help you relieve the stress, you will start back to work. Or you'll go into your office starting on that Monday, you'll have a different attitude. You'll have a better perspective. And in fact, you'll be more creative and strategical in coming up with ways to resolve the problems that you may be dealing with on your job from day to day. Life is full of stresses and ups and downs. And we have to find a way to help us successfully deal with the complications and the pressures that just come from everyday living. Maybe I'm talking to someone who was recently terminated from your job. Maybe out of nowhere, you came into the office and you found out you're on the list to be terminated. Okay? That can really mess up a person's day. And it's going to take work, of course, to get back on your feet, to get another job and everything. But the first thing, the best thing to do, instead of internalizing all of the pressure and all of the disappointment, find a way of escape to go someplace so that you can last, so that you can enjoy the moment rather than going into a dark room and getting angry and just sit there and just stew from the entire situation. When you take in laughter, the laughter will remind you that, hey, there are things that are worse than life. And there's other things I can do. I have other ideas, other things that I've been thinking about. And these things will quickly come to surface if you've allowed laughter to come in and rejuvenate you. It's important to laugh. And with me being a comedian, I learned to laugh at myself. Now, sometimes it wasn't easy laughing at myself, but when I laughed at myself, I knew that I was free. I knew that, hey, if I can laugh at myself, you know, I can also set goals for myself to better myself. And we all make mistakes in life. We all do things, and sometimes the things we do don't exactly pan out. You know, things aren't perfect. You know, sometimes our relationships don't last. You know, sometimes our relationships just crash. Things happen, but you have to look to laughter to get yourself moving, to get you out of the mood. And if you look around, a lot of the people closest to you are a lot of people that maybe you haven't taken a look at that seem to be rising above the ranks, usually have a great attitude and they have a sense of humor. They've learned to be able to laugh at themselves and to laugh at the opportunities that come their way. And if you can learn to seek and look for laughter and positive laughter, okay, you will be a different person. Your life will be tremendous, and you'll get so much more out of it. So regardless of whatever it is that you have to deal with this weekend, I want you to know that you can laugh and you can change your entire situation. And when you learn to laugh, guess what? Others are going to laugh with you. And even if you're corny and you're not funny, some people will laugh because that's the corniest thing they've ever heard. And so I get people all the time who sometimes share things with me, and sometimes they're not always as funny. They're kind of they're corny, but it allows me to laugh. It reminds me when I was working on my job when I first started working in right out of college, and I had a supervisor who came to my desk, and I didn't know what the problem was. He came up to me and says, Dwight, hey, this is important. I want you to take a break for a minute. Dwight, you've been working hard on this. You've been working for the past week, and this is really important. And I'm like, well, what is it? What's going on? I didn't know what he had, but I put my pen down, and I looked up at him, and my supervisor says, Dwight, did you hear about the one-armed Aggie who climbed up the flagpole, and they couldn't get him down? And I said, no, what happened? He said, you know the only thing that they could think of to get the Aggie down from the pole? I said, no, what was it? He said, we waved at the sucker. You get it? We waved at him. He only had one arm. That's when he came down the pole, okay? And so I thought that was a corny joke, but guess what? I laughed, and I ended up finishing my report, and I was applauded by my staff and by my managers for the job that I did. But I thank that supervisor for coming in, making me laugh, because he was trying to teach me how to do the work and do a good job, but not stress myself out and just get so bogged down and put myself in a depressive state. And had I done that, I probably wouldn't have gotten applauded, and my managers commended me on the job that I did. So that was a learning experience for me. Laughter is awesome. I mean, laughter changes an environment. Laughter will win your friends, okay? Laughter will do many, many, many things for you that you may not have known are possible. And I recommend laughter. You need to laugh at least 2 to 3 times a day. I mean, sometimes there's just days that are just really rough, but set a goal to find some laughter every day, and your life will be more enjoyable. Guess what? Your job will be enjoyable. I mean, I've gone into work, and I had so much fun at work. I mean, we worked and we were serious about what we were doing, but the laughter made me enjoy it, so I couldn't wait to go in the next day. I'm at home thinking about, wow, I wonder what Mark is going to say, what Jim is going to say when I tell them about such and such, and the laughter made my life happier, and laughter has made my marriage happier. My wife and I laugh at each other all the time. And our children laugh at each other. And they laugh at themselves. And once you begin to embrace laughter and appreciate it, once you begin to tap the pool of laughter and allow laughter to flow into your life, you will see a change. It's going to be a gradual change. It may not be a big change overnight, but as the years progress, you will see a change. And all of a sudden, you know anything, people are calling you, they're giving you a positive name. People like to nickname you when you do something that they feel like is impacting them. And laughter has really changed my life. And that's why a lot of my friends call me Mr. Motivator, because they look for me when they want to be motivated or they want a good laugh. They want me to help them think about something different from the situation they're dealing with. Laughter is laughter moves the world. And a lot of the comedians that I listened to growing up made my childhood so much enjoyable. And it goes all the way back. I mean, I can recall even as a small kid watching the Three Stooges, and they made me laugh. I mean, every show was just so comical to me. And there were so many comedians, funny shows that came on TV that made me laugh. I remember watching the show Stafford and Son, and that was a funny show. It made me laugh. There was another show I watched called the Bill Cosby Show, and that was a funny show. And it helped me to enjoy my life. And it helped me to be creative when I went to school to work on certain reports. And I worked on a lot of equations and problems and so forth. The laughter just allowed me to think better, to be at my best, and to use my creativity. And so I'm very thankful to discovering the power of laughter at an early age in my life. And in case some of you want to know, how did I get the name Mr. Motivator? How did that come about? When I was working at a school and I was a football coach, I was a special teams football coach, and also I worked with the basketball team. But where I was able to really reach the kids was most of the time is when we went into the locker room at halftime. And I would find something funny to mention. And then I'd move into that to a serious pep talk. And it moved the kids. I can tell it made a difference, that there was a change in their faces. And they went out, and a lot of times they won those games. And they played with a different attitude when they went back out. And so one of the kids started calling me Coach the Motivator. Then they started calling me Mr. Motivator, because it wasn't just the athletes who would come to me. There were kids all over the place who would come to me looking for me to help them with their situation and to try to find a brighter side to look at everything. And I decided, hey, that's what everybody calls me. I'm going to use that name. And that's why everyone calls me Mr. Motivator. But I hope that you see the picture. I hope that you're actually getting this, because I want your life to be richer. I want it to be brighter. I want you to reach into the sky. I want you to reach up to the sky and reach so far up that you want to stick your hand through the clouds and pull down a handful of stars to make your life a better life. I want you to aim high in life. I want you to be the very best that you can be. I want you to be the best that you were created to be. And one of the ways, things that help you get there is to learn to embrace laughter and let laughter be a big part of your life. And when you begin to laugh more often, you will smile more often. You see, a smile follows laughter. And when you allow that to be a part of your life, friends, I'm telling you, there's just so much that you're missing when you're going around being a sour lemon. You're going around with frowns in your face, and you wonder, hey, why is it I don't have, people don't want to hang around my office? Why does everybody want to go down to Bob's office and they want to hang out with Bob? Because Bob tells a joke. Bob finds some. Bob looks for something exciting and funny to talk about. And that's why everybody wants to go and be around Bob. And you wonder why nobody wants to be around you. And I'm saying embrace laughter, but let it be natural. Don't go and try to be a comedian if you're not a comedian. But learn to laugh at something that's funny. But make sure you check things out. Make sure it's positive laughter. You don't want to laugh if someone falls and they crack their ribs and they break a leg. Okay, that's not funny. Okay, but if it's something that's not detrimental to someone and it's not something that's going to just tear down somebody's self-esteem, usually it can be something that is funny that everybody can see humor in it, even the person that actually is a victim of it, okay? And you will, if you begin to think about this and look at this, you know, another thing you can do is to go buy a book of humor. Go check out a book that talks about laughter and about comedy. And what a beautiful thing it is if people use it in a positive way. You know, use laughter to have fun with, not a way to try to destroy somebody. There are so many people's lives that have been destroyed by people using laughter the wrong way and a negative way to actually harm somebody. And we don't want to focus on trying to harm or destroy anyone's life. But what you want to do, what we want to do is focus on the laughter that's going to make you feel good and that's going to help change your outlook and your attitude about things. And then once you change your attitude, then you're going to see and experience things that you've never experienced before. And attitude is so important. And attitudes affect us. And attitudes affect the people that we're around. And if you have a terrible attitude, a bad disposition, no one will want to hire you. No one will want to be around you because they know that you're poison. And laughter can help your attitude adjust itself so that you can fit in any place you go, no matter where you go. That's how, if you allow laughter to come into your life the right way, it will help you to adjust your attitude and to put it in a level, your attitude in a positive level. Now, speaking of attitude, for those of you who really want to focus more on laughter and other things that you can do to make your life better, if you really want to change your attitude, you want to change a bad disposition, okay, I want to invite you to check out my blog and go to my blog, which is dwightjeffrey.blogspot.com, and look at my book. My book is called Success is an Attitude. Success is an Attitude by Dwight Jeffrey. And all of you that tune into the broadcast this evening, if you're experiencing, if you've experienced rejection, you're experiencing depression, you aren't really achieving your goals, your attitude where you know it should be, you need that. You need that book, Success is an Attitude by Dwight Jeffrey. And go to my blog and get a copy of that book, and it will change your life. Again, you can visit my blog. It's www.dwightjeffrey.blogspot.com, and you can check out my book, Success is an Attitude. And I think it's the best book I've ever written. Now, it may be the only book, the first book I've ever written, but I still believe it's the best, because my experiences in life and things that helped me to get where I am today, I contribute them to having a positive attitude. And I'm thankful for the people that were a part of my life who talked to me about my disposition. And when my attitude was bad, they told me that my attitude was bad. And they were upfront with me. And they made an impact in my life. And one of the people that I can tell you about right now is my grandmother. She was always talking to all of her grandkids about having a good attitude and how it could help them go farther in life than having a bad attitude. And so I'm very thankful to my grandmother for instilling that into me at an early age. And then when I went on to college, I met a professor at the university who made an impact on my life. In fact, she was the first motivational speaker that I'd ever heard. And she said, when life gives you a lemon, you got to turn it into lemonade. And she taught us, she used laughter in the classroom, and she knew how to motivate the students. And her name was Dr. Loreen B. Holmes. And she is the greatest professor, the most extraordinary professor that I consider to be an inspiration in my life, because of teaching us to use laughter and also to apply motivation and knowledge and to work towards understanding of how to apply all those things so that we can live a great, successful life. And those of you that are listening today, I don't want you to get discouraged. I don't want you to give up in life just because things haven't been working the way you feel like they should be working. If you get knocked down, get back up. Okay? If somebody rejects you, get back up. If somebody tells you you're not good enough, get back up. If someone tells you that you don't have what it takes, get back up. if someone tells you that you're not smart enough, you're not educated enough, get back up. You have to dust yourself off and get back on the saddle and ride that horse. And you can do it if you learn to laugh more and let laughter be medicine in your life. Let laughter heal you of any wound. Let laughter make you a better person. Let laughter help you to want to help others to laugh. You see, when you laugh, you want other people to laugh. When you're happy, you want others to be happy. Isn't that the true definition of success? I heard one of the motivational speakers say when you can help enough people in life, help them achieve their goals and get what they want, it's automatic for you to get what you want because you've learned to share with others. And when you have something powerful like laughter working in your life, take that laughter out and go make somebody else feel good. You know somebody who's dealing with an ailment, someone who's in the hospital. Hey, go take that laughter to them and cheer them up. Okay, if you know someone who just lost their job, okay, go take that laughter and cheer them up and watch things change in your life. You know, laughter is such a good medicine that it's contagious. And the more of it you experience, the more of it you want to share with others. And I want to thank you for tuning in to the broadcast today so that I could talk to you about laughter. So I want to thank you for being attentive, all of you that have tuned in to this broadcast, and you are really looking for a way to make things better in your life or in your marriage or in your career, or you want to change the atmosphere in your job. You see, when you change you, you change your atmosphere, okay? See, I've noticed some people so powerful that when they walk into a room, the whole atmosphere changes. But you know why? Because that person feels good about themselves. And that energy that comes from them, it just touches everyone in the room. And if you learn to laugh more and to enjoy life more, when you enjoy life more, you will allow that energy to be released and to just spread in the environment or whatever room that you walk in. Excuse me. So that's why laughter is great medicine. Laughter is so good, and it's the best medicine. It's the best medicine you could inject into your body. And guess what? You don't have to worry about any side effects because it's no drug. What it does, laughter will release chemicals into your body that will allow you to relax, and you go to bed feeling good because of the chemicals being released from laughter into your blood, as opposed to that person who goes to bed angry and they don't share that anger with anybody. They just clench their fists and they just go to, and their shoulders and their neck and everything is tight and stiff, and they go to bed with all of that anger and everything that's compacting itself in them, and they wonder why they end up with high blood pressure. Some of them have heart attacks. Some have strokes. A lot of things can happen as a result of not allowing laughter to flow in your life and allowing all the resentment, the disappointment, the bitterness, the hate, the animosity, all of those the things that clog us up in life. You don't want to hold on to all those things. You want to release those things, and you want to go to bed feeling good, and you want to release laughter so that it will affect not only you, your wife, your children, your entire family, and your friends. So please go to my blog. Again, that's www.dwightjeffrey.blogspot.com, and I'll have more out there for you to check out. And also, again, I want to recommend my new book, Success is an Attitude, by yours truly, Dwight Jeffrey. And this book will give you more details. It will go more into using laughter. It will go more into setting goals. It will go more into dealing with setbacks and defeat and disappointments and how to reach forward to pursue your dreams and to discover what your purpose is in life. Because I'm going to tell you right now, ladies and gentlemen, that's one of the main reasons that people commit suicide in their lives, and especially during holiday seasons, because there's no laughter in their life. They are depressed, and they feel that there's no purpose. They feel their life has no purpose, and it gets so to the point that they're just ready to explode, and some of them commit suicide. And I think it's just so tragic, because all of us have something to offer the universe. Each one of us have a purpose in this life to fulfill. And when you discover what your purpose is, your life feels fulfilled. And guess what? When you're doing what you enjoy doing, and you know that's your assignment in life, guess what? You can get up at 4 o'clock. You can get up at 3 o'clock in the morning, and you're happy to head into the office because, hey, when you love what you do, you're not working. You know, it's never work. It's never a job for the person who loves what they do. I mean, I love doing comedy. I love doing motivational talks. I love helping people with self-improvement and how to set their goals. And I love doing entertainment. And when you love what you do, it's the greatest thing in the world. And you walk around and you got this smile on your face, and you can't wait to get to work. And sometimes you have to remind yourself, hey, I got to cut everything off, because now I got to get with my family. And that's where success is in life. Success is living your life to the fullest. Success is being able to laugh, to enjoy, to do a lot of fun things, and to have positive expectancy in life. That's what success is. Every day is a great opportunity. And when you laugh a lot, and when you work hard and you love what you do, you're in a whole entirely different world. Guess what? It's your world. And your world is what you do with it, what you make out of it, and how you enjoy it. It's your world. And you have to make your world. As my grandmother would always tell us, make your bed up and think about how you make it up, because you're going to be the one to have to lie down in your bed. And so your life is your life. And if you don't learn to laugh, and if you don't learn to appreciate what you have and to have a positive attitude about yourself and about your life will always be miserable. And you may say, well, hey, Mr. Motivator, you don't know my situation. You don't know where I'm living. You don't know what I'm doing. Hey, I may not know where you're living or what you're doing, but one thing I do know, there's always somebody, if you look hard enough, their situation may be 50 times worse than yours. Okay? And you haven't realized it because you haven't looked around to take an assessment of what other people are actually dealing with. You see, sometimes we get so caught up in ourselves that we think we're the only one who was laid off from a job. You think you're the only one who had a car repoed. You think you're the only one who emptied your bank account. You think you're the only one who fell flat on your face. But guess what? There are many people who've done what you do. The difference between them and you is that they decided to get back up and to go at it again. And that's what you got to do. You got to regroup. Sometimes you have to retreat. When it's been a rough day at the office, it's been a rough day out of the factory, you gotta regroup. In other words, you gotta, when you get in that evening or you're there for the weekend, you gotta find a way to get to some laughter. And then find a way to have you some quiet time. Find a way to get a positive book. Positive book that I think that really inspires me, you can grab your Bible. That's a positive book to read. It has people in there who live in all kinds of situations, and people who made all kinds of mistakes. And you can read that. And again, go to a place where you're around people who like to laugh and people who have the right type of attitude. Plus, you can go to a funny show, a movie, or you can go to the theater and watch some comedy on stage. There are so many things that we can do, but you just have to think and list those things. And you can even go to get on your computer and you can research and locate different things. There's so much that we can tap into to make our lives better and to make things a little bit brighter. And again, those of you that are listening, I want to thank you for listening. And if you want your life to be better, you want more laughter in your life, you want to experience more success in every area of your life, I invite you to get my book, Success is an Attitude by Dwight Jeffrey. And please feel free to go to my blog, www.dwightjeffrey.blogspot.com, and check out the information, check out things that I put on there to encourage you, to help you, and also you can order a copy of my book And I think this book is one of the best books because it's a life-changing book. And I get calls, I get emails from people that write me, and they call me and tell me how the book has changed their life. And I want your life to be changed. I want your life to be inspired. I want you to be motivated. I want you to experience more laughter. I want you to experience the success and fulfillment. I want you to discover the purpose that awaits you in your life. And that way, you'll be a truly different person. Again, I want to thank all of you that have tuned in to the broadcast today and who listened to me for the first time. I have a lot of great shows lined up to assist and help people all around the world, and I want you to tune in every Saturday evening and to listen to the broadcast or watch me on the internet. And I want to thank you for allowing me to come into your office this afternoon. Thank you for allowing me to come into your homes. Thank you for allowing me to speak to you from my heart. And thank you for being open and receptive to the information that I'm giving you. I appreciate all of my listeners, and I'm going to do my best to give you my best in every broadcast that you tune into. I want it to be the best broadcast, the best show to inspire you, to lift you up, to motivate you, to encourage you in some kind of way. Again, thank you for tuning in to Dwight Jeffrey, a.k.a. Mr. Motivator. And if you want to call me Mr. Motivator, you can call me Mr. Motivator too. My name is not just limited to my friends and to the people who come to my shows. I want to be your source for encouragement, enlightenment, entertainment, self-improvement, and motivation. And if there's also, if there's someone who was late, you're just now tuning in and picking up on my broadcast, don't worry, I'll be back again this same time next week. But if you just tuned in and you missed the show today, I want you to know you can order a copy of my book, Success is an Attitude, and your life will be changed if you're seeking direction for your life, if you want to go further, if you want to pursue your dreams and ideals, if you want to discover your purpose, if you want to be able to enrich your life and to laugh more, I encourage you to get my book, my new book, Success is an Attitude. And again, just go to my blog, just go to www.dwightjeffrey.blogspot.com and check out my book and everything else I put there just to help you, to encourage you. And it's going to get better and better as we go. I am so excited to have you listen to my show, and I hope that my show has been a great show for you today. And I hope that you will continue listening to my show, and in the near future, I'm going to take calls from my listeners, and I'm going to allow you that have need information about certain things. We're going to have it where you can write into the show, or you can, email me here at the show, or you can go to my blog spot. And like I say, just stay tuned, stay with us. I have some awesome guests that will be coming to be on the show in the near future. We got some other great topics that we're going to cover, and I want to cover things that people are dealing with today. I want to relate to where you are right now. I want to give you something that's concrete. I want you to have a solid meal. I don't want you to have any junk food from this broadcast. I want you to have a full course meal, something that will just give you what you need to keep you going. And that's what this broadcast is all about. You know, Mr. Motivator loves you, and Mr. Motivator wants you to experience success and fulfillment in your life. Mr. Motivator wants to reach you and to reach your friends and everyone that you can, and anyone that you can think of who feels left out, who feels that there is more in life for them to pursue. I want you to tune in to this broadcast every week. And let me talk to you. Let me encourage you. Let me help you to laugh. Let me mentor you so that you can make this the best life ever. Okay, friends? So, again, I dare to dream and think big. Again, I'm your host, Dwight Jeffrey, better known as Mr. Motivator. And please feel free to call us. Don't forget, folks, to go to my blog, www.dwightjeffrey.blogspot.com. That's dwightjeffrey.blogspot.com. Again, thank you for tuning in. I'm looking forward to seeing you again next week. And we got another great, exciting show. And thank you, guys. I hope that this show has been an enlightenment to you. I want you to get up from wherever you are and go do something. Go find some laughter right now. Again, thanks for tuning in to the broadcast. I look forward to seeing you the same time, the same place next week. I'm your host, Dwight Jeffrey, a.k.a. Mr. Motivator. Also, don't forget to go to my blog spot and check out my book, Success is an Attitude. And you're going to love it. In fact, you're probably going to want to get one for another friend. So thank you again, folks. Look forward to seeing you next week. And find yourself some laughter tonight. Start where you are. Go out and go rent your movie or go to a movie. Look for some laughter in the atmosphere. Thank you for tuning in. I appreciate you, and I love you for all the positiveness that I'm receiving. Thank you.